Market Mantra, Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Prachi Priya.
Namaskar, Market Mantra mein aapka swagat hai, jahan hum aarthik, vyaparik aur share bazaar ke taza samachar aap tak laate hain. Aaj ki pramukh khabron par charcha ke liye studio mein aamantrit hain varishth aarthik vishleshak Puneet Jain. Puneet ji, studio mein aapka bahut bahut abhinandan.
Dhanyavaad Prachi.
Arjun, charcha shuru karenge magar usse pehle headlines.
Benchmark domestic indices end with modest losses. Sensex declines 151 points. Nifty settles below 25,950. Cabinet approves terms of reference of the 8th Central Pay Commission. Also gives nod to nutrient-based subsidy rates for the Rabi season on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. And global crude oil prices fall.
प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांक मामूली गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 151 अंक गिरा. निफ्टी 25,950 से नीचे बंद हुआ. केंद्रीय मंत्रिमंडल ने 8वें वेतन आयोग की कार्य शर्तों को मंजूरी दी तथा रबी की फसलों के लिए फॉस्फोटिक और पोटाशिक उर्वरकों पर सब्सिडी दरों को भी स्वीकृति दी और कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में गिरावट आई.
The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not of Akashvani. This is the disclaimer announcement by Akashvani. Akashvani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise all listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision.
प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी आज लाभ के साथ खुले, मगर सत्र आगे बढ़ने के साथ ही शुरुआती लाभ को बरकरार नहीं रख पाए और मामूली गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 151 अंक यानी 0.18% गिरकर 84,628 पर बंद हुआ, जबकि निफ्टी 30 अंक यानी 0.11% लुढ़ककर 25,936 पर बंद हुआ. हालांकि बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में व्यापक बाजार सूचकांक बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. मिड कैप सूचकांक में 0.1% से अधिक की वृद्धि हुई और स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक मामूली रूप से ऊपर बंद हुआ.
Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and the Nifty, opened on a positive note today. However, the indices were unable to sustain their initial gains, lost momentum as the session progressed, and eventually closed moderately lower. Sensex lost 151 points, 0.18% to close at 84,628, while Nifty fell 30 points, 0.11% to settle at 25,936. However, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange closed with gains. The mid-cap index added over 0.1% and the small-cap index ended marginally up.
सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 में से 21 कंपनियों के शेयरों में गिरावट आई. सबसे अधिक घाटे में रहने वालों में सर्वप्रथम ट्रेंट में 1.5% से अधिक की गिरावट आई. आईसीआईसीआई बैंक के साथ साथ टेक महिंद्रा दोनों में 1% से अधिक की गिरावट आई और बजाज फिनसर्व में 1% की गिरावट देखी गई. सर्वाधिक लाभ में रहने वाले शेयरों में सर्वप्रथम टाटा स्टील लगभग 3%, लार्सन एंड टूब्रो 1.2% से अधिक और SBI लगभग 0.8% बढ़ा.
Among the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 16 out of the 21 sectors ended in negative territory. In the top laggards, realty fell 1%, utilities dropped over 0.8% and focused IT declined more than 0.7%. Among the top gainers, metal advanced 1.3%, commodities rose over 0.5% and industrials added 0.2%.
अंतरबैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया आज 2 पैसे कमजोर होकर 88.26 रुपए प्रति डॉलर के स्तर पर बंद हुआ. दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती मापने वाला सूचकांक अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 98.7 पर चल रहा था. पुनीत जी, आज सूचकांकों में आरंभिक जो सकारात्मक शुरुआत के पीछे क्या कारण रहे होंगे?
प्राची, देखिए, अगर हम इंडेक्स की बात करें स्टॉक मार्केट के, चाहे निफ्टी हो चाहे सेंसेक्स हो, तो ये करीब करीब अपने ऑल टाइम हाई के लेवल्स के उसके आसपास ये ट्रेड कर रहे हैं
जी।
खास तौर से अगर हम देखें तो जो ऑप्टिमिज्म है, जो एक सकारात्मक दृष्टि है बाजार की तरफ, उसका मुख्य कारण यह है कि भारतीय जो एक अर्थव्यवस्था की जो मजबूती है, जो हम ग्रोथ रेट देख रहे हैं इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ का, वो बहुत अच्छा है। अभी भी हमें उम्मीद है, पूरी आशा है कि ये 7% के आसपास इस वर्ष शायद जीडीपी ग्रोथ रहेगा। आईएमएफ ने 6.5% का उसका अनुमान लगाया है। साथ में एक बड़ा, एक आप कह सकते हैं कि हर्डल हमारे इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ में था, जो यूएस के साथ ट्रेड डील एक हमारी अभी पेंडिंग है, उसमें कुछ ऐसा लगता था कि डिले होगी शायद, वहां पर भी थोड़ी उम्मीद जगी है और शायद इंडिया यूएस ट्रेड डील उसकी भी हमें उम्मीद है कि जल्दी होगी। तो मुझे लगता है कुल मिलाकर जो निवेशक हैं, जो इन्वेस्टर्स हैं, उनको उम्मीद है कि आने वाले समय में जो प्रदर्शन है इकोनॉमी का, वो काफी अच्छा होगा
जी। ट्रेडिंग सेशन के दौरान सूचकांकों के प्रारंभिक लाभ को बरकरार न रख पाने के पीछे की कोई वजह?
देखिए, आज का दिन अगर हम ट्रेडिंग के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से देखें मार्केट में, तो काफी महत्वपूर्ण दिन था, क्योंकि आज फ्यूचर्स एंड ऑप्शंस, जो ट्रेडिंग पूरा महीना होती है और काफी बड़े पैमाने पे उसमें ट्रेडिंग होती है, उसका एक्सपायरी, मंथली एक्सपायरी का दिन था, जिसमें काफी बड़े पैमाने पे ऑप्शंस फ्यूचर्स की एक्सपायरी थी आज, निफ्टी के ऑप्शंस इंडेक्स की। तो वो काफी वोलेटाइल दिन होता है नॉर्मली, और महीने में एक दिन जो आखिरी ट्यूसडे होता है वहां पर एक्सपायरी होती है। तो शॉर्ट टर्म में मैं कहूंगा कि वही एक कारण था आज वॉलिटिलिटी का, पर डेफिनेटली अंडरलाइंग सेंटिमेंट वॉज वेरी पॉजिटिव।
Puneet, if you look at the markets today, 377 companies have declared the second quarterly results out of 5,103 companies that are yet to declare the results, and the revenue year on year has gone up by 5% for the 377 companies who have declared the results. Net profit has gone up by 15%. So the valuations clearly are going up in terms of earnings multiples, but was there profit booking today, which is why we saw a correction in the Sensex and Nifty?
So Arjun, definitely there was some profit booking. Like I said earlier, today was a day when monthly futures and options series expired on the NSE, and that is a day when a large number of options they are squared off, the futures, the settlement takes place. So that is the underlying reality.
So what is short term derivatives position right now vis-a-vis the cash market? I'm talking about the cash market.
So what we observed today was very interesting. We saw that the rollovers, see, usually what happens is that when this expires comes to an end, this series, which was the October series, came to an end, and the pending trades are then carried over to the next month, because that is when you call it rollover. So rollover was happening at a very high premium. Usually the premiums are not that high, and when there is a high premium, it signifies high optimism for prices going forward. So if I look at the trade data today, I would say that the markets are very optimistic that we will see further gains in the indices next month. But like you said earlier, the performance by the corporate sector for this quarter ending September, that has been better than expected. We were expecting a lot of problems in, for example, in IT sector, even in commodity space. But the data which has come out so far promises that the performance, the profits by the companies will be very good. Particularly the metal space has surprised us. But and as you know, the metals like copper, they're trading at near all-time highs. So clearly the optimism on the commodity side has contributed a lot.
So that's the physical delivery of the commodity itself, copper that you're mentioning. We're talking about companies that sell this product. Metal index of the industry itself went up by 1.3%. Jindal Steel declared its results again. They are in the green in terms of revenue and profitability. You mentioned about the commodities. It rose over 0.5%. Industrials going up by 0.2%. Realty has been very bullish this month itself, but it fell by 1%. What is happening in the realty space that is really leading to so much optimism?
So Arjun, if I really see this in context of what has happened in the realty space in the last 2-3 years, then I think we'll get a better picture of overall performance. The important thing is that the prices of housing or real estate has really shot up in India in the last 2-3 years, first of all. Therefore, the profitability of real estate companies has gone up. And last many months, real estate stocks were actually not doing very well. We saw the stocks had retreated because there was an apprehension that sales in this sector will go down. But I think the numbers, again, as we are seeing now, they're better than expected. And therefore, the market is reacting positively to that optimism.
So we have spoken about what's happening in the wholesale market for commodities. You have the cash market, the very indices that we are talking about, derivatives, where your futures and options are talking about how they are likely to see the cash market valuations for the coming month. We've also seen a great deal of consumption in the Indian economy. We have the Confederation of Indian Traders Association saying that, you know, almost $64 billion worth of sales has happened in this Diwali season itself. So there's been a lot of consumption. Earnings may be reflecting that for now. They'll definitely reflect in the next quarter as well. What would you advise investors right now? Because valuations are quite high.
Absolutely. So I wouldn't say that the Indian markets are cheap. They're definitely very, quite expensive, particularly in relation to other emerging markets like China or, you know, some of the markets which have gone up a lot lately. But Indian markets still continue to price. The P multiple we know is about 22 right now, which is much higher than similar emerging market multiples. In China, for instance, the PE multiple is about 11 times. So we are still very expensive. But I think, again, the markets are giving India a higher PE multiple because the growth prospects are considered to be better. If you look at what has happened during Diwali sales, you mentioned that there was this huge jump in retail sales during Diwali season, largely because of the steps taken by the government to rationalize GST, to boost...
Collections have gone up also.
Collections have gone up to boost consumption, to enable consumers to spend more. And I think that has really paid off very well. And like you said, these numbers will actually reflect in the December end quarter numbers when they come out. But markets, of course, they react in anticipation. They anticipate that the numbers will be much better. And therefore, I think we've seen the prices go up.
So experts have cited that the opportunity is there in the large cap space because the price to earnings multiple is lower. So the opportunity is there. The mid cap index has seen an overvaluation. It added over 0.1% in today's trade. Small cap index is seen as more risky. But the SME IPOs have really taken off. So how does the investor actually look at their portfolio, make a selection? Or is it all down to the mutual fund eventually? Because again, they are the net buyers in a market today. 2,423 crore rupees. FIIs, net sellers are 242 crore rupees.
So as we all know that in past many years, the domestic investors have been the pillars of the market, Indian market, and we've seen huge cash flows from domestic investors into the market, while foreign investors actually have been selling the Indian markets. Interestingly, the IPO sector, the initial public offerings by companies which are coming to the market and raising money, that has been a very surprise, I would say surprise package for the markets, because usually whenever we saw a very large amount of IPOs coming to the markets will go down because of diversion of funds from secondary market to the primary market. But that hasn't happened this time. We see a lot of fresh money coming in from retail investors into the secondary market as well as into the primary market where the IPOs are actually offered. And not only that, we have seen offerings like the offer for sale, OFS, by existing companies. They have also succeeded very well. In fact, in the current week itself, we see a large number of IPOs opening up. And there is almost 10 to 12,000 crores worth of IPOs being offered in the current week. So I think we have sufficient liquidity from investors in this market. That is what has supported valuations. But usually, it doesn't happen. So what I'm surprised and what a lot of observers are surprised is that markets continue to be firm even when there's such a large supply of fresh equity.
Just my final question on the stock market. What are the financials looking like? Because you have the monetary policy, you have the repo rate, and banks and banking companies and non-banking companies as well have been declaring great results. The net interest income has obviously gone up, their profitability as well. The NPAs, the non-performing assets, have come down. How do you see interest rates not only benefiting in terms of earnings for financials, but for the consumer as well, because they want to consume, they want to improve the standard of living? How do you see the banking and financials in the short term?
So the financial sector, which usually, you know, finances provides liquidity for consumption. They have been doing very well. And in fact, RBI, when the last policy came, they gave a big boost to liquidity by allowing higher headroom or more headroom for borrowings by consumers, whether loan against shares or whether borrowings for companies in form of foreign currency bonds. RBI has been quite encouraging to consumers and to companies to borrow more and to spend more for capital formation in the economy. My own sense is that we were seeing a certain slowdown in credit growth in the past many months. But I just saw the data today. In fact, the data which came last Friday, for the first time, I've seen a big jump in credit growth, which was about 11%. It used to be about 4-5% until a couple of weeks back. But suddenly, we've seen a jump in the festive season of credit growth to about 11%. I think that is a positive sign. If it sustains, then I would say that financials will do very well going forward.
CPI is below 2%. That should motivate RBI to cut interest rates. So there's no end to the demand for credit.
Yes, right now, credit seems to be in a sweet spot. Banks have more headroom to lend. Consumers want to borrow more. Of course, there's this fear of over-leveraging all the time. But I would say right now, we seem to be doing pretty okay.
अर्जुन आइए रुख करें एशिया और यूरोप की तरफ. एशिया के प्रमुख बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख रहा. दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी सूचकांक लगभग 0.9%, जापान का निकेई लगभग 0.6%, हांगकांग का हैंगसैंग सूचकांक 0.3% से अधिक और चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स 0.2% से अधिक गिरा. वहीं सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.2% से अधिक बढ़ा. प्रमुख यूरोपीय सूचकांक आज मिले जुले रुख के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे. जर्मनी का डैक्स और फ्रांस का कैक 40 दोनों में 0.1% से अधिक की गिरावट आई. दूसरी ओर लंदन का फुटसी 100 समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 0.1% से अधिक की बढ़त के साथ कारोबार करता नजर आया.
Just Japan Nikkei, I want to bring to your notice, lost around 0.6%. One got the impression that there was profit booking. There's also news coming in that Japan and the US have struck a deal where the tariff rate is 15%. How do you see this reversing what Japan has already done in terms of selling their treasuries? How do you see this Asian giant, the Bank of Japan, moving forward?
So a couple of things. One is that we saw a very big jump in Nikkei yesterday. So I think today was the day when some profit booking was there, some money was taken off the table, and therefore we saw some retracement. However, if I look at on a week-to-week basis, I think there was a major advance in Japanese indices yesterday. What we are seeing in Japan is this because President Trump is in Japan right now, and he's after attending ASEAN meet, he's gone to Japan where he's supposed to hold very important trade talks and therefore a deal with Japan. While there is this been optimism that we will have a very good trade deal between Japan and USA, there is always this issue about investments by Japan in US economy. The numbers which are bandied out are very, very large. So my guess is that while Japan wants to pursue its easy money policy, where they print more currency and they invest more, because of high inflation in Japan, I think their hands are tight. So there may be some room for Japan to invest in USA, maybe, you know, push the trade. But fiscal room, I think, is somewhat limited.
In more news, US President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Takeuchi today signed two major agreements on trade and critical minerals in Tokyo. Under the first deal, a 15% tariff will apply to Japanese exports in exchange for $550 billion in Japanese investment in the US. The second agreement established a framework between the two countries to secure the supply of critical and rare earth minerals through strengthened cooperation in mining and processing. The initiative aims to boost supply chain resilience for materials vital to the production of electronics and advanced technologies. Japan is Trump's second stop on his five-day Asia tour. Earlier, he was in Malaysia, where he attended the 47th ASEAN summit and participated in the signing of the Cambodia-Thailand peace deal.
Puneet ji, America aur Japan ke beech vyapar aur nivesh ki saajedari, Indo-Pacific economical structure mein, भारत की स्थिति को कैसे प्रभावित करती है?
देखिए, हालांकि भारत की जो अमेरिका के साथ ट्रेड संबंध है अभी थोड़े चैलेंज्ड है, उसमें थोड़ा काफी चैलेंजेस हैं, थोड़ी अनसर्टेनिटी है, पर भारत का जापान के साथ जो ट्रेड रिलेशनशिप है वो बहुत अच्छा है और वो एक अप ट्रेंड में है, काफी फर्म है। जापान ने बहुत बड़े पैमाने पर भारत के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में इन्वेस्टमेंट किया है, तो मुझे लगता है कि अगर जापान और यूएस का ट्रेड डील होता है और वो स्मूथली एग्जीक्यूट होता है तो उससे भारत को डायरेक्टली और इनडायरेक्टली काफी फायदा होगा। भारत और जापान के संबंध पॉलिटिकल और इकोनॉमिक बहुत अच्छे हैं और जब आपके पार्टनर्स के संबंध भी अच्छे होंगे यूएस के साथ, मुझे लगता है इसका रब ऑफ इफेक्ट जरूर हमें मिलेगा।
क्या इसमें कुछ क्वाड का कोई
देखिए, एक क्वाड एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण पॉलिटिकल एक ग्रुपिंग है, उसको इकोनॉमिक ग्रुपिंग कहिए। चाइना ने ऑफकोर्स उसको फ्रेम ऐसे किया है कि वो एंटी चाइना एक ग्रुपिंग है और चाइना उसको अपोज करता रहा है, लेकिन पिछले दिनों जब ये थोड़ा सा टेंशन रही भारत और जापान अमेरिका के बीच ट्रेड डील को लेकर, तो क्वाड थोड़ा पिछड़ गया है, उसकी जो इम्प्लीमेंटेशन थी वो थोड़ी उसमें शिथिलता आई है, थोड़ा स्लो डाउन हुआ है। अभी मैंने आज ही बल्कि खबर पढ़ी कि क्वाड की मीटिंग, हालांकि ऐसी आशंका थी कि शायद मीटिंग ना हो पाए इस साल, अब शायद वो बोल रहे हैं कि नेक्स्ट ईयर जल्दी जो फरवरी या मार्च में क्वाड की मीटिंग हो सकती है। एक मुझे लगता है कि उसमें थोड़ा सेटबैक है, पर आने वाले समय में क्वाड जो है वो काफी सक्सेसफुल अरेंजमेंट रहेगा।
जी,
let's now move on to the US markets. US stocks closed higher yesterday with all major indices finishing at record levels. Investor sentiment was lifted by optimism over progress in the US-China trade negotiations and anticipation of a busy week featuring major technology stock earnings and an expected US interest rate cut. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index climbed almost 1.9% and the S&P 500 increased over 1.2% and the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.7%. On the geopolitical front, US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on Thursday to discuss a potential framework that could halt further US tariff increases and ease China's restrictions on rare earth exports. This story is quite loaded, Puneet, in terms of China, of course, has a 55% tariff imposition by the United States. And rare earths is a major source for all nations to really pursue. But my question is on the NASDAQ, which climbed almost 2% today. What we're seeing is that, you know, AI investment is almost $30 billion by $30 trillion, $1 billion by these companies into a circular economy where you have NVIDIA supplying to OpenAI to supply chips, and in turn, you know, they would buy from them where they already have a stake. So where do you see the economy in this? Is the investment justified?
So Arjun, right now everybody is very concerned that there is some sort of a AI mania which is unfolding in USA, and valuations of course are not justified by the numbers, underlying numbers. But that said, I think the truth is that the US technology companies are doing very well. The valuations seem to be going up every day, and investors still seem to have a large appetite for these high valued investments. So maybe the market knows something which general investors are not aware of. Having said that, I think again the US economy has become such a large engine of growth for the world economy right now that all money from across the world is getting attracted into those few stocks which are listed in USA.
Jee.
And I think that is the reason markets are doing so well.
Arjun, बढ़ते हैं अगले खबर की
तरफ। In fact, sorry to interrupt, but a very important day tomorrow in USA because tomorrow is the US Fed interest rate decision coming in tomorrow, and that will also impact the markets very significantly.
जी बिल्कुल पुनीत, बढ़ते हैं अगली खबर की तरफ। केंद्रीय मंत्रिमंडल ने 8वें केंद्रीय वेतन आयोग के कार्यक्षेत्र को मंजूरी दे दी है। आज नई दिल्ली में सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्री अश्विनी वैष्णव ने मंत्रिमंडल की बैठक के बाद संवाददाताओं को बताया कि आयोग अपने गठन की तिथि से 18 महीने के भीतर अपनी सिफारिशें देगा। उन्होंने बताया कि आयोग में एक अध्यक्ष, एक अंशकालिक सदस्य और एक सदस्य सचिव होंगे। मंत्रिमंडल ने रबी सीजन 2025-26 के लिए फॉस्फेटिक और पोटाशिक उर्वरकों पर पोषक तत्व आधारित सब्सिडी दरों को भी स्वीकृति दे दी है।
आज जो फैसला लिया गया है वो है न्यूट्रिएंट बेस्ड सब्सिडी स्कीम, उसके अंडर फॉस्फोरस और पोटाश और सल्फर, इसकी जो 28 ग्रेड्स ऑफ पीएनके फर्टिलाइजर हैं, उन सबका सब्सिडी का प्रोग्राम आज अप्रूव हुआ और फॉस्फोरस पोटैश और सल्फर के NPKS इनका रुपीज पर किलोग्राम के ये प्राइसेस डिसाइड हुए। पी और एस न्यूट्रिएंट्स हैं जो कि इसमें रबी में काफी बड़ी मात्रा में यूज होते हैं, उसके प्राइस करीब 1-10% हायर है कंपेयर टू दी प्रीवियस प्राइसेस। ये सारा का सारा जो पूरा प्रोग्राम है इससे हमारे किसानों को इस रबी सीजन में बहुत बड़ी राहत मिलेगी।
पुनीत जी, किसानों को सब्सिडी के साथ सही दाम पर जब उर्वरक मिल पाएंगे कितना लाभ होगा और कैसे लाभ होगा?
देखिए, गवर्नमेंट का ये एफर्ट रहा है कि जो कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोडक्शन है फार्मर्स के लिए वो कंट्रोल में रहे और जिससे कि फार्मर्स को भी जो प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी है वो बेहतर हो और साथ में जो कंज्यूमर्स हैं उनको रीजनेबल रेट पर जो खाद्य पदार्थ है वो उपलब्ध हो। तो मुझे लगता है जो सब्सिडी पर्टिकुलरली जो फर्टिलाइजर को सब्सिडी दी जाती है, जो कॉस्ट को कंट्रोल किया जाता है, वो एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट और एक फॉर्मूले के तहत होता है ये। तो वो जो आज एक कैबिनेट ने ये फॉर्मूला और सब्सिडी का अप्रूव किया है ये बहुत एक पॉजिटिव स्टेप है।
In more news, India's industrial production growth measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, grew 4% on an annual basis in September this year, led by the manufacturing sector. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, among the three major components of IIP, manufacturing advanced by 4.8% and electricity logged rise of 3.1%. However, mining output remained in contraction, declining by 0.4%. Meanwhile, the IIP growth rate has been upwardly revised to 4.1% for August this year. Puneet, your views, because PMI for manufacturing has gone up from 57.7 to 58.4. And for services, it's only come down from 60.9 to 58.8. So clearly, manufacturing is playing a major role in our economy now.
See, interestingly, if you look at the GDP composition, the services sector still comprises more than 60% of the GDP and the other sector is only about 40%. So we need to push the non-services component of the GDP because that leads to formal employment and it creates generation of more revenue. So clearly I think the direction of growth, I'm not concerned about it, because if services of course is the major area of growth, but we need to push manufacturing also very significantly.
नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार द्वारा कई क्षेत्रों में जीएसटी दरों में कटौती के साथ शुरू किए गए बचत उत्सव से देश भर में नागरिकों को लाभ पहुंच रहा है। इसकी शुरुआत 22 सितंबर से हुई। हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया कि कैसे अगली पीढ़ी के जीएसटी सुधार पंजाब की अर्थव्यवस्था को मजबूती दे रहे हैं।
सरकार ने अगली पीढ़ी के वस्तु और सेवा कर सुधारों के तहत विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में महत्वपूर्ण राहत प्रदान करके पंजाब की अर्थव्यवस्था को काफी बढ़ावा दिया है। अब नए कर ढांचे के तहत दूध, मक्खन, घी, दही, पनीर, शिशु आहार, डेयरी व्हाइटनर और चॉकलेट सहित कृषि तथा अन्य खाद्य वस्तुओं पर बड़ी राहत दी गई है। इस पहल के तहत जीएसटी को 12% से कम कर 5% कर दिया गया है। पंजाब के प्रमुख उत्पादों पर इस कर राहत ने अधिकतम उत्पादन करने को प्रोत्साहित किया है, आजीविका को बढ़ावा दिया है और राज्य की अर्थव्यवस्था को भी मजबूत किया है। इसी प्रकार लुधियाना और अमृतसर की एक विशेष डेयरी आधारित मिठाई पर भी जीएसटी कम करने के परिणाम स्वरूप इसके मूल्य में प्रति किलोग्राम लगभग 5% से 7% की कमी आई है। इससे ये मिठाई ग्राहकों के लिए अधिक सस्ती हो गई है और साथ ही छोटे मिठाई निर्माताओं को भी सहायता मिली है। नए जीएसटी सुधारों के तहत युक्तिकरण से आवश्यक वस्तुओं और सेवाओं पर कर का बोझ कम हुआ है, प्रतिस्पर्धा बढ़ी है और राज्य में विकास तथा रोजगार के अवसर पैदा हुए हैं। सकलेन अख्तर की रिपोर्ट के साथ निखिल कुमार, आकाशवाणी समाचार, दिल्ली।
Moving on to the crude oil market, global crude oil prices falling for a third straight day. Brent crude was trading around 1.5% down at $64.65 per barrel. And WTI crude was also trading over 1.4% lower at $60.43 per barrel when reports last came in. And moving on to the bullion market, in the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold price was trading over 1.9% down at 1,19,010 rupees per 10 grams, while silver was also trading around 1% lower at 1,42,460 rupees per kilogram.
मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में दिसंबर अनुबंध वाला सोना 2% की गिरावट के साथ 1,18,555 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था और दिसंबर अनुबंध वाली चांदी 1% की गिरावट के साथ 1,41,868 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी। पुनीत जी, कार्यक्रम में आने और चर्चा करने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
धन्यवाद प्राची।
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Benchmark domestic indices end with modest losses. Sensex declines 151 points. Nifty settles below 25,950. Cabinet approves terms of reference of the 8th Central Pay Commission. Also gives nod to nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. And global crude oil prices fall. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं। आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें।
Market Mantra.